Alma chapter 20. In the first verse, we find that they, again, finished establishing a church in that land. And we have to ask ourselves, what was the authority? And what was this church? Was this church part of the church in Zarahemla? And again, the reason we're told this here is to understand that they establish a church, a separate entity. The Lord never meant that each church and each stake was to be governed and dominated by men. That is a trait of Babylon. In the Lord's establishment, each community or each congregation and stake is its own separate church, so that they can take care of their own needs and they can work according to the needs of their people towards establishing a relationship with the Lord. And the authority comes from the Lord. And it comes because there is a group of people who want to work together and help each other get closer to the Lord. Well, in verse 2, we see that Ammon is told to go to Madonai to get Aaron and some others out of prison. So in verse 3 and 4, Lamoni says he will go and use his influence to get them out. Again, he doesn't realize that this is the instrument that the Lord has prepared. See, often we have in our mind that the Lord's going to accomplish something, and then we kind of have a thing in our mind how that needs to be accomplished instead. And so in this case, you know, Lamoni says, "Well, I know the Lord could just give you the power to break down the wall, but I'll go there and take care of it," not recognize that this is exactly what the Lord's plan was all along. And so we have to first do what the Lord tells us to do, and then we wait to see what way he's prepared for it. And we said in this case, his way was to use Lamoni. And in verse 5, Ammon tells us that he tells Lamoni that he had learned about his brothers being in prison and needing help from the Spirit or from the Lord. Well, notice Lamoni is still learning, you know, about the Spirit and how it is to govern our daily lives and so forth. Well, then in verses 6 to 8, they set off to Madonai, and on the way they meet Lamoni's father. And we have to put ourselves into the physical situation here, and because the rest of this chapter is a great understanding of the righteousness of Lamoni's father. And we begin right off, like we say, because we see that they're out in the country. All there are is Lamoni, his father, and Ammon. Now think about this. This was two kings and the king of all the land. And if we've studied the Book of Mormon, we know that that's how others gain power, is by killing kings. And we knew that they always went with their guard around to protect them and all, but not in this land, for the father of Lamoni had established freedom. And he had been a king that was actually and truly loved by his people, and they had no desire to kill him. So people had freedom, and they could go throughout the land, and they liked that. So again, the father of Lamoni was a great king, and in fact, I think we'll see more that he actually had great capacities of love, which meant he loved his people. And he was trying to do things for their happiness, and this is greatly reflected in the fact that he and his son could travel throughout the kingdom without any fear of attack and any fear of somebody wanting to take over the kingdom, which meant that people were happy in their kingdom, and that only comes through great freedom. Well, Lamoni then tells his father that everything that has been going on in his kingdom with Ammon and so forth. And then all of a sudden, to his astonishment, because why is Lamoni astonished? Because he knows his father to be a good man. And then all of a sudden, instead of listening to him, his father, or believing him, will say, his father becomes extremely angry. Well, obviously, he thinks that his son has been converted by these liars, these Nephite liars have come in. In fact, he begins to say so, and he sees, just like the parents today think that their Children have become part of cults. When they became Mormons or when they become Moonies, they become part of these terrible cults that do weird things to them. And this is how he felt, and he felt really bad. And in fact, he says that he then tells Lamoni that you need to slay Ammon. And so he's really giving him the choice now. He's saying, or what Lamoni is receiving is he's saying that he now has a choice. Does he follow his father, which is the most powerful of all men? It's his father, he's the king, he's everything. See, now we're getting into a big thing about do we follow men or the Lord? And this is always what we are going to be pushed into when we begin to follow the Lord. Everyone is going to go through that affliction. And so this was Lamoni's first big choice in affliction. Does he follow his dad, who's the authority, who is his father, who is everything, or does he follow the Lord? And naturally, we're happy to see that he chooses the Lord, or he chooses what is right, and says, no, he will not slay Ammon. Well, his father then just blows his top, and he pulls his sword out, and he decides he's going to kill his son. Now, why is he going to kill his son? Again, his son, because he now views his son as a traitor, and he would rather have his son dead than have it known throughout the land that his son was a traitor, and he now belonged to this weird cult or these weird of the Nephites, and that he's gone over to the Nephites, and well, his father says he can't have that, and so it's not just killing his son because he's angry at his son; it's because he's viewing it in the eyes that obviously the devil wants to put some right in what he's doing, and so he says, listen, your son is now a traitor, and if it's known throughout the land that he's joined the Nephites, all sorts of problems will cause that come, and he thinks that he'd rather have his son dead than be a traitor, as we think in a lot of instances would rather have our children dead than have them turn to the devil. Well, Ammon comes forth, and he will not let him slay his son. And he says, why? He says, because you are angry, you're not thinking clear, and if you do something, meaning that you are doing this because you are being tempted by the devil. And if you do it in your anger, you know you may not be able to repent in the next life. And he says it's for his benefit. See, Ammon says it's for the king's benefit. Well, the king is thinking, well, this is some kind of a trick. What kind of a trick is Ammon trying to pull here? But nonetheless, his father agrees. Now, again, I begin to see that what was his anger? His anger was produced by the devil, but he is not thrown away. He's not thrown away in a complete fit of passion, because we see that even in his anger, his sense of right and wrong is stronger. And see, that's why, remember, Ammon was confused about his father, because he thought his father would see the truth in this. But see, the devil had overpowered him, and this was the most important point in all of the father's life, and the devil had pushed all his force on him right at that second, and even with all that force on it, his father still has sense of right and wrong when it's put before him is stronger, and it overcomes his anger. And not only that, you have to recognize that he then admits his error. Now, how many in that situation, when you're the king of all the land, you're the boss, here's a stinking Nephite sitting here that's come into your land and caused this problem and all this, well, it will still nonetheless be worried about what is right and wrong, and then humble yourself enough, and it is a humbling, to admit his error right there Ammon says, yes, I'm in error, and I should be killing you, because you're the one that's caused this insurrection. You're the one that has tried to make my son into a traitor. You're the one that has done all these, have come into this land and perverted our people. So I should kill you. And let's see, there's rationale behind what the king is doing. But nonetheless, you know, what I'm not trying to say here either, that his father was a perfect man here. The point was is that the father had been prepared, and inside of him we can begin to see a lot of the strong characteristics and good characteristics in him as this is going on. Well, Ammon's skill with the sword makes the father begin to fear, and he thinks that he can see that he could be killed at any time. So he offers Ammon half the kingdom for his life, and this is important because he's got to cower down and he's got to show his fear and he does it before Ammon. And then Ammon says, well, all he wants is his brother's freedom and brother's freedom that are in Madoni, and he wants Lamoni to have complete freedom in his kingdom. And that's all he wants. And the king is then happy to get his life. But notice then the king doesn't run off and change his mind, and he'd become a liar. So he holds to his word. And he stays there, and in fact, he's quite astonished himself now because he sees that all Ammon has is love, and he sees the love in Ammon, and this is extremely impressive to the king. Now, to understand that this king already understood and appreciated the value of love, and we begin to see now here why he did love his people, he did love Ammon, and he truly had developed some tremendous characteristics, and to him, the value of love was just tremendous. So then he goes ahead and grants his wishes that that's what you'll have. My son will have complete freedom and we'll go take care of your brethren in Madoni. See, he agrees to these things. He is not a liar, he's not a cheat. He's not even angry about it. He's in good feelings. He's okay, yeah, that's good. So we have to see the good in this man. And not only that, then what does he say? And he says, and now I would like you to come to my kingdom when you get done and preach to me. My goodness, think about what this man was doing. He's the great king. And now he would like to know truth. But he has just cowered down to this man. He has just been made a fool of this man. He just offered him half the kingdom and begging for his life. And instead of being angry that he's been made a fool of, he's more interested in truth, just like Lamoni was. He cares about truth. He cares about learning more about love. He cares about learning more about peace and freedom. And we see that man did have great values, and he'd been prepared by the Lord just like Lamoni had. And it's tremendous to see that, again, we see and we can feel in our heart that the father had a great character, and he had been prepared by the Lord to receive Ammon. So then they go to Madoni at the finish of this chapter, saying that they go there and they free Aaron and the other brethren, and they have received great affliction. They haven't had any success. All they have received is affliction. And we again, in a sense, have to say, so who went through the most? Who it did the most? Is it Aaron or is it Ammon? See, we like these stories of all these great conversions, and we always point to the conversions. That's not what the Lord's interested in. He's interested in progressing each of us. And in this case, anything that went on for Aaron or Ammon was their own personal benefit. And Aaron had went through the most for his own personal growth. So Aaron had received did the most, and by suffering these afflictions patiently, he had grown in character, and so had his brother grown in character. And so their work was the greatest, you see, because it was for them. And Aaron's work, Ammon's work was for he had grown a lot too, and we saw some tremendous things he did, but it was for him also. And the converting of Lamoni and his father and all those people, that just brought joy to their heart. That was not that did not increase their reward in heaven, and that did not change that was not something to for their that they will receive a reward for. They receive only a reward for what they have done for themselves. And obviously, why did they do it? Because of joy and love. That's what they wanted. They weren't doing it for a reward in heaven. They just want to live with those people, just like us today should just desire that Zion be created so we can just live with those kind of people that truly want to serve the Lord and enjoy their love and their companionship.